Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily or privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Then he sent to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may worship him also." Skipping down to verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return unto Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Heavenly Father, once more we come into your presence. And Lord, I'm asking for a touch from heaven, Lord, to strengthen me, to enable me, to encourage me to preach your word. But more importantly, I pray for those listening, that somehow the Spirit of God would quicken their spirits, would prick their hearts, Lord, that they would understand the scriptures, that it would come alive in their hearts and minds and understanding, and that you'd encourage them to follow Jesus in the way. Please help us, Lord, and we're careful to give Jesus Christ all the credit, all the glory, all the honor, for truly he is worthy. And Lord, we worship him. And in that wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Before I get into the message, I want to give you an invitation to attend the services at Old Paths Tabernacle. Old Paths Tabernacle is an outreach of this radio broadcast and meets every Sunday night at 1301 Metairie Road, at the corner of Metairie Road and Conifer. There's a Shell station and it's on that corner. Cat a corner from the station, I suppose. If you're listening to me and you don't have Sunday night services, then please consider coming out. Now, if you have Sunday night services, if your church has something on Sunday night, then by all means, please go to your church. But if you're free and you've listened to this broadcast and you like what you've heard, if you like the message, if you like the straight teaching of the Word of God, preached in faith, nothing doubting, then I think that you would probably enjoy the services. Furthermore, I'd like to say that if you play an instrument, I play keyboards and sing, but I could always use help. I'm looking for guitar players and drummers, bass players, singers, what have you. Or if you know how to pray, maybe if you're comfortable at the altar praying for those that have come. Or maybe God's called you to be an exhorter, or the ministry of helps. Whatever your ministry is, I'd like to talk to you. Please come see me. Come talk to me after the service. and maybe God can use you at Old Paths Tabernacle. The church has a website. It's oldpathstabernacle.org. And certainly if you go to my website, joeykelly.net, you'll find a link there. But I want to say, if you love the Word of God and you love sound doctrine, and in your heart there's a hunger for the things of God and for the Word of God and for the presence of the Holy Spirit, please consider attending. But let's go ahead and take a look at our text. Murderous Herod did what he thought was best. When the wise men came, they said, "Hey, we're looking for the King of the Jews." And last time we talked about why these wise men from the east came. We said that they were probably, in all probability, from Iran, or Persia, as it was called back then. They understood by books, to quote Daniel, from that prophet, from his ministry, from the writings that he had. They knew from the Word of God that Jesus, the Messiah, would be born. They knew exactly when, and I've gone over this several times. They knew exactly by the Word of God and by the word of prophecy to the day when he would ride into Jerusalem on the back of that donkey. But they came to Israel looking for the Messiah. And Herod and the scribes and the Pharisees and etc., they weren't interested in the King of the Jews. There's some political backstory, but Herod and those that supported him and worked with him, they had a vested interest in keeping things as they were. Sure, the Jews were subject to Rome. Sure, their temple, well, it was built by Herod, a man who did not care for God at all. But still, there was a status quo, and certain people were in power, and certain people got benefits from, I guess, being nice to people in power, let's just say it in a good fashion. But when the fullness of time was come, it says in Luke, Jesus Christ came to this earth. And immediately he met with opposition. And as I said, Herod, that murderer, did what he thought was best. To begin with, and we said last time that he was an Edomite. The Edomites were descendants of Esau. We know Jacob and Esau, how they battled all their lives. Herod was an Edomite. He was the enemy of Israel. And he was king of Israel at that time, put in place by Rome. Rome put the enemy of the Jews to be in control or in charge of them. And certainly Herod was intent on keeping his throne at all costs. When he heard the Messiah was born, it says in verse 3, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. The chief priests, scribes, etc., they were all summoned, and again, they had a vested interest in keeping their positions and not allowing Jesus to be king. But Herod called this council, demanded of everyone, and then he said to the wise men, look, go to this town, Bethlehem, etc., and hey, when you find him, bring me word. Send me a note, or send a messenger or something, or come back and see me. Tell me where Jesus is, that I may worship him also. As we see from the text in just a bit, that was not his intent. He had no interest in bowing his knee at the manger. He had absolutely no interest in worshiping God. In fact, Herod wanted to kill Jesus. But it says here in verse 12 that God spoke to the wise men, warned them in a dream that they should not return to Herod, but instead go back home to their own country another way. Don't report, don't send a messenger, don't appear in person, but look, just go home another way. Let's go on in verse 13. And when they, the wise men, were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. You need to understand that Jesus Christ came to this earth. He was a great man. He did very many miracles. He was a kind man, a forgiving man, all of the good qualities. But Jesus' mission was to go to the cross of Calvary and give his life a ransom for many. He shed his blood for you and me, that our sins could be washed away, and that we could go to heaven. And we understand from the Bible and history that Satan has always been against God. Satan has always tried to thwart God, to hinder his plans, and to make trouble for God's people. You say, well, Brother Kelly, that's a strong charge. I mean, we're supposed to get along. We're supposed to believe the best of other people. We're supposed to always look for the good. And don't you know that everyone is basically good at heart? But you see, friend, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we're all sinners and evil by nature. We seek to please our own selves. We seek to save our own skin. We seek not the welfare of our brother. Don't get mad at me, that's what the Bible says. But the text says in verse 14, Then Joseph arose and took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt and was there until the death of Herod. Notice what it says, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of our Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I have called my son. The prophet, the Old Testament prophet, who lived before Jesus was born, prophesied that Jesus would be called out of Egypt. You know that the children of Israel themselves were called out of Egypt. God sent the Jews, God sent Israel down into Egypt to escape the famine. We can read the account in Genesis. It takes up a number of chapters, how that God spared his people. God watched after his people and sent them down to care for them in the land of Egypt. But time passed, a few people died here and there, and it says that there arose a Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph. The Pharaoh obviously is the king of Egypt. And God's people were oppressed and made slaves and made bricks, probably built some of the monuments or pyramids that we find down in Egypt. We know the story, though, that God called Moses, Moses the deliverer. And by Moses, and by the shedding of the blood of the Passover lamb, God delivered his people from Egypt. that event, going down into Egypt and being delivered by God and brought back into the land of Israel, that foreshadowed what happened in the life of Jesus as a young child. But look at verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew, or killed, all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts, or all that region thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Think of that. He sent soldiers into Bethlehem and that entire county or whatever it was. And they killed every child 2 years old and under. They slaughtered them indiscriminately. Didn't matter if the kid was 2 years old, 1 year old, 6 months old, 2 weeks old. Didn't matter. They were all killed. Verse 17. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. That was a horrible time, a terrible time. All those children killed, slaughtered, because Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And because the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, Satan, using Herod, using the power of Rome, using the religious Jews that agreed with and worked with Herod, Satan killed all those babies. And again, it was because the Messiah, the King of the Jews, happened to be born in Bethlehem. You know, it seems like every time we turn around, the Jews are suffering. Everyone knows about the Holocaust in World War II. Everybody knows about the death camps at Auschwitz and what have you. It seems like every time we look, the Jews are being persecuted. And it's because they brought forth into the world Jesus the Messiah, the one that paid the penalty for our sins. You see, mankind has an enemy, and God has an enemy, and his name is Satan. And he's tried all through history and all through the Bible to somehow keep people from heaven. You know, you listening to me, Satan's trying to keep you from heaven. Maybe you're a Christian, maybe you think things are going okay, but sometimes some calamity comes. Maybe somebody in your family dies, or maybe your brother ends up in jail, or whatever the case, and you're discouraged. Maybe something happens. Maybe you're stabbed in the back, or anything, I don't know, something happens, and you're tempted to give up, to just say, well, you know, living for God's not doing me any good. I want to encourage you to put your trust in God, to lean upon Him, to depend upon Him, because if you do, He will see you through. And sinner, if you're not a Christian, don't let the devil turn you aside. Give your heart and life to Jesus. You know, some of you, you've messed up your life pretty bad. Why don't you let God have a go at it? I guarantee He'll do a better job than anyone, including you, can do. But to finish out this chapter, in verse 19 it says, When Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Egypt, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. You see, God cared for Joseph, Mary, and the Messiah, Jesus Christ, watched over them, and led Joseph, the head of the family, by his spirit, gave him dreams, visions, what have you, spoke to him. God led him. And I want to say that God can lead you. If you have difficulties, you have troubles, you don't know what to do, what have you. If you look to God, God can lead you. I'm not saying he's going to give you a dream. I'm not saying you're going to see an angel like Joseph did. But I will say that the still small voice of the Holy Spirit can speak to you. The Word of God, as you read it, can speak to you. The Word of God, as preached, can speak to you. Put your trust in God, and He can lead you, and He will never lead you wrong. And this last little bit, and I won't read it, I'll just say what it says, but Joseph obeyed the angel, obeyed the dream, and was headed back into Israel. And he was a little frightened of the one that was in charge, Archelaus, or whatever his name was. And he prayed, and God led him again in another dream, and said, Go into Galilee. And it just so happened that they came and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He should be called a Nazarene. I've said over and over again that the New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old Testament. Practically everywhere I look in the New Testament, because I understand the Old, and I know it backwards and forwards. I read a passage in the New Testament, and I think back to something in Leviticus, or something in 1 Kings, or something that foreshadows what I'm looking at in the New Testament. And you see, that's God's providence, and proof that the Word of God is true. Because the Old and New Testaments go together, and the New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies.
In letters of crimson, God wrote His love on a hillside so long, long ago. For you and for me, Jesus died, and love's greatest story was told. I love you. slaves, so